Thank you. Good morning, Gateway. Welcome to the service this morning. Those online, welcome. It's nice having you all here this morning to praise with us. Let's stand and praise God. Praise is rising. Hallelujah.
Morning, Gateway. Please take a moment to greet those around and about you.
Moves fast, doesn't it? Every day there is so much to fit in. But do you ever stop and think? What's the point of it all? Do you ever ask yourself, is there more to life than this?
Alpha is a series of sessions exploring life, faith, and meaning. It's a space to explore the big questions, to say what you think and hear other people's points of view. First up, there's food, then a talk, followed by a discussion. Each talk explores a different aspect of the Christian faith, and then in the small group, you get to say exactly what you think. The aim of the talk is to spark conversation, each week unpacking a different question. There's no obligation to say anything, and there's nothing you can't say. Seriously. It's an opportunity to hear from others and contribute your own perspective in an honest, friendly, and open environment. Why not try it out?
So if you have not done an Alpha yet, please join us next year. Or if you have done one before and you need to learn more, like I do after about 40 times, I still learn something new. We have the Alpha banquet on the 17th of January, and then we after that, every Thursday from the 23rd, we begin our courses. So if you are keen and interested to come to an Alpha next year, please speak to me or just give your name to the office, but it'll be great to have you share with us. And then just a reminder that the Christmas Day service, yes, before we know it, it'll be Christmas Day. And what time does the service start? Does anybody know? 8 o'clock. Wonderful. So don't forget Christmas Day. That's not this Wednesday. It's the following Wednesday, which is Christmas Day. The service starts at 8 o'clock. If you get here at 9 o'clock, you'll get a bag of coal. But that is the 25th of December. Just like to invite Sipho and his family to lead us this morning with the third Advent reading.
Good morning, folks. In case you're wondering if I do have a family, yes, I do. These are my kids, and my wife is in the children's church. Okay, we'll start the reading. My daughter will read, and I will follow after.
We have lit again the first two candles in our Advent wreath to remind us of God's gifts of hope and peace. Today we will light up the third candle, the candle of joy.
As we wait for Christmas, the birth of Jesus, we look forward to the joyful celebrations we will share and those we love. The prophet Zephaniah calls us to shout for joy because God will transform the people. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem, the angel told the shepherds not to be afraid. The angels brought good news of a great joy, which shall be to all people. The good news of Jesus' birth and the promise of shalom are still tidings of great joy for us today.
Paul tells us to rejoice the God always. The third candle reminds us of our joy in Jesus Christ.
And the two front ones. Hey, where's Eskom when you need it? You use this one and then just light each one. Go. Should we as a congregation just stand and say together this prayer? God of joy, thank you for the excitement and delight we experience at this joyful time of year. Help us to share your joy with others so that they too will be filled with your spirit. Amen.
Come, oh come, Emmanuel. to the world the Lord has come. Let earth receive a King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing. To the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men the songs employ, while fields and flowers, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy.
Veiled in flesh, the God has seen. Hail in God. town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all thy years are met in thee tonight.
Ladies, let's sing the second verse. Ladies only.
Father, you're here this morning, moving our midst. We worship you this morning. You are here working in this place. Come, Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
worship you.
You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. 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 That is who you are.
Is who you are, Waymaker, miracle healer. And how do we just wait for that miracle healing? Lord, we thank you, time worship, praising you. And now we prepare for the word that you laid on Wayne's heart. Bless the message this morning as we hear your word in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our God is faithful, and it's always great to be in His presence. And I'd also like to give God thanks and praise today for our youth and our young folk, our young adults. They've all returned from camp, and I understand they had a wonderful time. And I'd like to put them in the spot this morning, and I just thought maybe there's somebody who would like to share and tell us how they were blessed this week on camp. Who wants to just come and share a bit about camp and tell us what happened? No one. I heard a lot happened. There comes Henry. There we go. Oh, you're just coming to sit. I'll give you the mic over there.
Yeah, so Summer Camp 2024 was definitely something special, so something to remember.
Yeah, you can.
It was something to remember, and just to behold the Holy Spirit moving amongst teens. Like, usually by the third day, then you start getting kids swarming the stage for worship and whatnot. But this year, it was just so special to see as, like, first night, worship leaders didn't even start the song, and the kids were just worshiping God with all their hearts. So to something special to see, and just to do it with the young adults and other young adults from across different youth groups. It was just so, so special. And for the 40th year of camp, it was just like, yeah, it was different from the start and just ended well as well, where the crew got to mesh well, the teenagers got to mesh well, and it was just one body. And yeah. For previous summer camps that I've gone to, like, I've never seen or experienced something like this. Just one body and just Christ breaking through and healing and just working and ministering and counseling. So, yeah, that was a very special camp to be a part of.
Thanks. Now, when we were complaining that it was 35, I think at some point 37 degrees Celsius this week, they had to deal with temperatures of 45 to 47. So we are thankful that it wasn't that hot. Anyone else like to share? Anyone else from the teens, from anything else? Okay. I'll have to ask you next week. Also, just a reminder, you'll see if you walk out that door and that door that there are baskets. Not a caretaker. Our janitor, Alfred, is retiring, and we would just like to share a little gift, a thank you and goodbye gift. He will be with us next week at our service, and we'll hand it over to him. But if you could please just think of him as you walk out at that door, and that door are two baskets. Let's just come into God's presence. Let us pray. Almighty God, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise this morning. We thank you, Lord, for the wonderful opportunity of just being able to be still and know that you are God. Lord, we thank you for our youth and our young adults. We thank you, Lord, for your hand of grace upon them this week as they were at camp. Thank you, Lord, that you provided a powerful time for them. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you were very present with them. And Lord, we just thank you too that you are a faithful and good God. We thank you, Lord, that in the busyness of life that we can put our faith, hope, and trust in you. And Lord, you know how dry it is. You know that in the summer catchment areas that we have not had the rain that we should have. And Father, we know that you are the divine irrigator. And so, Lord, we put our faith, our hope, and our trust in you, Lord. Lord, we pray, bring rain. We pray, Lord, bring good rains. Oh, Father, you know how the farmers are crying. And so we just pray, Lord, bless them with good rains. And Lord, we just pray this morning as we celebrate the holidays, as we come together to celebrate the birth of our King, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we just pray, be with everyone. For Lord, we know for some it is a lonely time of year. We just pray, Lord, that you will provide them with the love and companionship that they need. Lord, we pray for those who are traveling. We just pray, Lord, provide them with traveling mercies as they travel to all the corners of South Africa or to the world. Lord, just have your hand of grace and protection upon them. Lord, we just pray too that at this time of year where we see the world, which is just where there seems to be war and rumors of war, oh Father, we just pray, bring peace. Lord, we pray for those who at this time of year may be in a place of suffering, may be in a place, Lord, where they don't know where their next meal will come from. Lord, we just pray, be Jehovah Jireh, their provider. And Father, we just give you all the glory, praise, and honor as we come together this morning and are reminded during this season of Advent that you are a faithful God. For Lord, not only was our Savior born in the stable over 2,000 years ago, but Lord, we know that the significance of that stable was the cross, for it was on the cross that Jesus Christ paid for all our sin, that through his crucifixion, death, and resurrection, Lord, that we have new life. But also, Lord, we wait in this time of Advent for the second coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who will come and will establish a new earth, a new heaven, and a new Jerusalem. And so, Lord, we just put our faith, hope, and trust in you this morning. Lord, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Today is the third Sunday in Advent, and can you take a guess what the theme is for today? Joy, yes, joy. But did you know joy is a choice? I'd like to read from Isaiah chapter 12, verses 2 to 6. Isaiah chapter 12. Verses 2 to 6. Let us hear the word of God. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord Himself is my strength and my defense. He is my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. In that day you will say, give praise to the Lord. Proclaim His name. Make known among the nations what He has done. And proclaim that His name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for He has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel among you. May God bless to us the reading of His word. In the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Charles R. Sindwell writes, just choose joy, they say. Don't worry, be happy, they say. Hakuna Matata, they say. Great advice. I agree. But not always easy to put into practice. I think choosing joy can be even harder when life has thrown you a curveball, knocked you off balance, and you don't know which way is up. When you are struggling just to survive, choosing joy feels like a beautiful goal for later. I truly believe that we can choose joy in any circumstance, writes Sindwell. I'll admit it isn't always easy, and sometimes I need help to make the choice. But don't miss the most important word in just choose joy. Choose. Choose. Joy is an attitude that stems from our confidence that God is in full control. Charles Spurgeon says about joy, there is a marvelous medicinal power in joy. Most medicines are distasteful, but this, which is the best of all medicines, is sweet to the taste and comforting to the heart. This blessed joy is very contagious. One delirious spirit brings a kind of plague into the house. One person who is wretched seems to stop all the birds from singing wherever he goes. But the grace of joy is contagious. Holy joy will oil the wheels of your life's machinery. Holy joy will strengthen you for your daily labor. Robert Rainey states, joy is the flag which is flown from the castle of the heart when the king is in residence there. I'm going to read a few verses to you at this point. And I want you to tell me what you think each of the following verses have in common. Romans 15 verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Psalm 16 verse 11. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Galatians 5, verses 22 to 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Isaiah 9, verse 3. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. 1 Peter 1, verses 8 to 9. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Have you picked up what they have in common? Joy does not come from ourselves. Joy does not come from ourselves, but our joy comes from the Lord. Nehemiah says it so powerfully. Nehemiah said, go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. In Isaiah 12 verse 2, it reads, surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord himself is my strength and my defender. He has become my salvation. The joy that we experience comes from the fact that we know that our salvation comes from Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Therefore, if Jesus can save us from sin, he can save us from the curveballs of life and the many struggles that we endure through life. A Russian countess accepted the Lord Jesus as her Savior and was open about her testimony. The Tsar was displeased and threw her into prison. After 24 hours with the lowest level of Russian society in the most miserable conditions imaginable, he ordered her brought into his presence. He smiled sardonically and said, well, are you ready to renounce your silly faith and come back to the pleasures of the court? To his surprise, the countess smiled serenely and said, I have known more real joy and more real happiness in one day in prison with Jesus than I have known in a lifetime in the courts of the Tsar. She found out what was really the easy way. Massena, one of Napoleon's generals, suddenly appeared with 18,000 men before an Austrian town, which had no means of defense. The town council had nearly decided to surrender when the old dean of the church reminded them that it was Easter and begged them to hold services as usual and to leave the trouble in God's hands. And this is what they did. They rang the church bells. And the French, hearing the church bells ringing joyfully, concluded that an Austrian army had come to relieve the place and quickly broke up camp. Before the bells ceased ringing, all the Frenchmen had vanished. For you see, heaven's army had come. The incident had often been duplicated in individuals' lives. They have rung the joyful bells in the face of pain and sickness and poverty and fear. and loneliness and all other trials. Then the joy bells have conquered. Speedily the foe has slunk away. Speedily the bell ringers have found themselves in possession of the field. For no enemy is quite so strong as with the accompaniment of good cheer. The biblical definition of joy says that joy is a feeling of good pleasure and happiness that is dependent on who Jesus is rather than on who we are or what is happening around us. Joy comes from the Holy Spirit abiding in God's presence and from hope in His Word. The prophet Isaiah adds that it is with joy that we draw the living water out of our spirit. It is with joy that the life in our spirit is drawn from to influence our walk. What are some things that the enemy uses on the Christian or that we yield to and found that are real joy killers? Here is a list: bitterness, unforgiveness, disobedience, comparison, selfishness, stinginess, anxiety, fear, frustration, envy, ingratitude, impure thoughts, guilt, unresolved conflict, disappointments. The list can go on and on. And I'm sure you could add to it. I'm sure you'd agree that people experiencing these are usually not very joyful. But there is a solution, not to be caught up in the things of this world. And the solution is we need to choose joy. I know that this is easier said than done. But let me introduce you to Kay Warren, K-A-Y, Kay Warren, who says, happiness is completely connected to what's happening to us on the external circumstances of our lives. Joy is unrelated to what's happening to us on the outside. If joy is only tied to our external circumstances, we're all lost. Very few of us ever experience joy. But when joy is turned around and has my definition of joy, it's the settled assurance that God is in control of all the details of my life. The quiet confidence that ultimately everything is going to be all right. And the determined choice to praise Him in all things. That has nothing to do with what circumstances are happening in my life. It has everything to do with what I believe about God. What I believe He can do on the inside of me. And my choice then in response to what's happening to me is to give praise back to Him. That becomes something that's within my control. I can't always control what's happening to me on the inside. But I can most definitely control my response. What I do with it, what I believe about God, what I believe He's going to do about it. So then joy actually becomes something I can attain. Who is Kay Warren? Any ideas? She is the wife of Pastor Rick Warren, who's read 40 Days of Purpose or The Purpose-Driven Church. Well, that was written by Pastor Rick Warren. These words spoken by Kay Warren are words that are not written out of ideology. They're not words that are written because she sits in an ivory tower and everything has been all right. But she writes these words out of a place of sorrow, fear, pain, and hopelessness. Inexplicably, their 21-year-old son committed suicide. And when she wrote these words about happiness and joy, she has just been diagnosed with breast cancer. So these words are not written out of an ivory tower, but they are written from a place of experience. In the midst of these harsh circumstances, she chooses joy.
Often joy has to be a choice. So I think if someone were to come to me and say, I have Christ, but I don't feel joy, I actually don't think that it's just an automatic feeling that I'm going to have because I have Christ. I actually think it's part of my responsibility as a Christian to choose it daily, because I actually have a choice as to whether I'm going to wake up and I'm going to think my life is unfair or my life is this or whatever. As a Christian, I think it's my obligation to redirect my thoughts towards gratitude, towards love, towards joy, to think and to choose in that moment, no, actually, my life is a gift. My job is a gift. These people are a gift. And I think that in that way, I am choosing joy. It doesn't necessarily mean that I'm feeling tons of joy, but I'm actually going to choose to have a mindset and a lifestyle in which I embrace those sorts of attitudes and thoughts instead of the ones that come very easily.
That's not Kay Warren. But I would like to conclude with this thought. Who has heard of C.S. Lewis? Most of us have heard of C.S. Lewis. C.S. Lewis was a person, an academic, who firstly was an atheist, who in some ways argued that God did not exist. But somewhere in the 1930s, he met Jesus. And at some point, he got married, and unfortunately, his wife developed cancer, and she died of cancer. It was a very difficult time in his life. I think there was actually a movie about it. But yet, C.S. Lewis wrote his autobiography. And you know what he called his autobiography? Surprised by Joy. This is how he explains it. Joy is a byproduct. Joy is always a surprise. We're always joyful over something that we perceive as very good. But if it is a byproduct, a complement to something else, we might ask, what is the product? What is that other thing we need to know or have so that a deep sense of joy will flow over us? Certainly, loving another human being and being loved by someone bringing us immense joy. Many people find joy in doing work they love. But as Lewis found, the greatest and most enduring joy comes from knowing God through Jesus Christ and being a part of his joyful kingdom. But joy does not close our eyes to the pressing needs around us. In fact, it is the joy in our lives that gives us the strength and motivation to reach out to others in need. In George MacDonald's novel, Adela Cathcart, Adela expresses it this way: take from me my joy, and I am powerless to help others. Therefore, my friends, joy is a choice, not because of our outward circumstances, but due to the state of our heart through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who has attained for us salvation. And therefore, let us not look to our outward circumstances. But let us choose joy because of what Jesus Christ has done for us on the cross of Calvary. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, we give you all the praise, glory, and honor this morning. Lord, we thank you that life is not about our outward circumstance, but that it is all about the inward circumstance of what Jesus Christ has done for us. And Lord, this morning, each one walks with their cross. Each one has an issue or issues in their lives. Maybe there is someone, Lord, this morning that is suffering from pain. Maybe there is someone, yeah, just suffering from depression. Maybe there is someone here this morning, Lord, who is just overwhelmed by loneliness, is overwhelmed by the things of this world. And Lord, I just pray this morning that you will remind them of the wells of salvation that they have received in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Lord, may they overflow with joy as they understand what Jesus has done for them. And Lord, I pray this morning that we may not allow circumstance to rule our lives. But Lord, may we choose joy this morning. May we choose, Lord, to put our faith, hope, and trust in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And Lord, may we walk with the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. I pray this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us take up the offering.
Dear Lord God, as we offer back to you just a small portion of what you give us, we do this with great joy, Lord God, as we know and believe that you're there with us, that better things are waiting for us, Lord God. God, in this time where we are awaiting the celebration of the birth of Christ here on earth, we just pray that you will be with those far and near, our loved ones, wherever they may be. Lord God, all of those online, because they can't be here with us here today. And we just pray, Lord God, as people are traveling far and near, that you will be with them in this time and that you'll deliver them safely and bring them home in good order, Lord God. God, we want to thank you for these gifts that we return to you, and we just pray that you'll give us the wisdom to use them to the furtherance of your kingdom in this place. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Should we stand and sing together our closing song?
You bore, so I could live in the freedom you died for. And now my life is yours, and I will sing of your goodness forevermore. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Shame is gone. I stand amazed in your love undeniable. Your grace goes on, and I will sing of your goodness forevermore. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. Be exalted now in the heavens. As your glory fills this place, you alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. Be exalted now in the heavens. As your glory fills this place, you alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all
yes, Lord Jesus, your name is worthy. We just thank you, Lord Jesus, for the awesome privilege that we have of knowing you as King of Kings and Lord of Lords of our lives. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are with us each and every day. And it is our prayer, Lord, that as we go into this new week, Lord, that your hand will be upon us. And we just pray for your grace and blessing. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forevermore. Amen.
Thank you for worshiping with us. See you next Sunday. Have a lovely week and enjoy the fellowship over tea and coffee. If you need any prayers, the elders are here to pray over you. God bless everyone. God loves you.
In ways we cannot see, he will make a way for me. He will be my guide, hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way.
God will make a way.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide, hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. By a roadway in the wilderness he led me, and rivers in the desert will I see. Heaven and earth will fade, but his word will still remain. He will do something new today. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide, hold me closely to his side. Love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way.